A Russian-Iran alliance is making the world uneasy. Christians must respond to the world's physical and spiritual food crisis. And a youth center in Sweden reaches immigrants. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's nuclear aspirations have the official support of Russian President Vladimir Putin. His visit this week is the first a Kremlin leader has made to Iran since 1943. The alliance, forming at a summit of the Caspian Sea nations, is making many governments jittery. Sat7's David Harder says their encouragement of believers is critical.
Life can be very difficult for Christians within Iran, so our team needs prayer for how they respond, that they would respond appropriately. And also the Christians living within Iran deserve our prayers for their protection and that the church there will grow.
Sat7 Pars has had a phenomenal evangelistic effect in Iran. The hope of Christ shown in Johnny Erickson Tata's life story will reinforce the ministry.
We are offering a new Farsi translation of the classic Johnny movie. And it's quite a touching story. And it is a video that we believe will offer hope because many people in Iran and neighboring countries are very discouraged.
Next, a suicide epidemic on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in Todd County, South Dakota, has authorities alarmed. The Sioux tribal president declared a state of emergency. That's when a church leader called Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Craig Smith to ask for help from the On Eagle's Wings team.
They've come from a lot of the pain that we see in our native communities, and yet they have found hope in Christ. We saw a very encouraging number of the folks from this community pray with our team to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Smith says the response to the hope of the gospel was overwhelming. Discipleship will now form the bulk of the ministry. Smith explains it this way.
We're kind of like jumper cables. You can't run a car on jumper cables. The local ministry is the battery. We can come along and help jumpstart and put a spark back into local ministries where it's needed. And we've created some ongoing follow-up materials that we give to the local ministry leaders. But it's the local church that is the vehicle by which discipleship needs to continue.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Every 3.6 seconds, someone somewhere around the world dies of hunger. It's estimated that some 854 million people worldwide suffer from hunger and malnutrition. Yesterday, more than 150 countries observed World Food Day, a day to raise hunger awareness. Food for the Hungry provides food and other essentials in many of the needy countries around the world. FHI's Ben Holman says this type of outreach has them positioned to share something even more important than physical food.
At Food for the Hungry, we have the opportunity to help people who are peering in from the outside, wondering what God is like, to show them exactly what his nature is, his tenderness, his kindness, his goodness, his mercy, and his justice.
In order to accomplish this, FHI works with community leaders, churches, and families. According to FHI, it costs just 19 cents to feed a child one meal. By providing food in Jesus' name, Holman says,
we have the opportunity to display his love and his character where it's needed.
Meanwhile, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's annual trip to a school in Ghana is changing children's lives. Every summer, Los Angeles area college students go to Ghana to do maintenance, help teach classes, and most importantly, talk about Jesus. The improvements and supplies InterVarsity students offer each year are breaking the cycle of poverty. Children of farmers are performing as well as the best students in the country. Pray that the children will recognize the love of Christ in the InterVarsity students. In Operation Mobilization, welcomes two girls to their ministry in Sweden. The girls have reopened a youth center in order to build friendships with immigrant teens in a suburban area. The center is a safe haven, especially for immigrant youth who often have a difficult time getting incorporated into a largely isolated society. Youth often struggle against hopelessness, but the addition of the new team supports OM's focus on bringing the hope of Christ to English-speaking Swedish youth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.